VOA Special English Economics Report.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There is a place where Christmas lives all year long. It is called Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth, Michigan. The family-owned business calls itself the world's largest Christmas store. The late Wally Bronner started the business in 1945. Wayne Bronner, Wally's son, is president and chief executive of what is now a multi-million dollar corporation. He learned the business from an early age. Some of his best memories are traveling to other countries with his father to find new products for the store. Bronner's sells more than 50,000 holiday products from 70 nations. Half of the products cost less than $10. Wayne Bronner says demand for small objects to hang on Christmas trees has expanded over the years. People put more time, effort, and money into decorating their homes with these ornaments, lights, and religious scenes. Bronner's is famous for its nativity scenes, which show the birth of Jesus Christ. Michigan has the nation's highest unemployment rate. Bronner's has been affected by the recession, too, but not in reduced sales.
Even though people are spending less, we're having more people visit here, and as a result, we've actually had a sales increase.
Bronner's success is also linked to community cooperation and investment. Frankenmuth is a town of 5,000 people in eastern Michigan's farm country. The town was settled by Bavarians in the 1800s. It has kept its traditions alive in buildings and restaurants. Bavarian cultural themes and Bronner's huge store bring 3 million visitors a year. The town is the most popular place for tourists in the state. Bronner's business is aimed at a single day of the year, but that is not too different from other businesses.
About half of our business is done in the last quarter of the year, the last 3 months. And actually, when you contrast that with most retailers, that follows the same pattern.
Wayne Bronner says the family's long-term planning and willingness to reinvest profits has grown the company into what it is today. Still, it does not hurt to build a business on a holiday celebrated worldwide. Currently, about 2% of sales are overseas, but Wayne Bronner sees room for growth, especially through the Internet.
It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.
Roasting marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the